السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أفرأيتم ما تدعون من دون الله إن أرادني الله بضر هل هن كاشفات ضره أو أرادني برحمة هل هن ممسكات رحمته قل حسبي الله عليه يتوكل المتوكلون. ونبي الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من قال في كل يوم حين يصبح وحين يمسي حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم سبع مرات كفاه الله عز وجل همه من أمر الدنيا والآخرة، رواه أبو داود، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared that, O my beloved Prophet, you must inform them, tell them, قُلْ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Those people, kuffar, mushrikeen, who are praying, worshipping, calling, crying towards other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't believe in Allah, rather they worship and ask assistance from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala is challenging to them, in aradani Allahu bidurrin, ask them, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to harm you people, hal hunna kashifatu durrihi, is there any mighty, is there any power, is there any qudrat who can stop Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or prevent him, avoid him from doing so? Can he protect a person to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to harm? No mighty, no power in this world can protect that person from the punishment or from that nuksan or whatever is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for him. On the other hand, aw aradani bi rahmatin, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to bestow his mercy, his favor, his rahmah upon anybody, hal hunna mumsikatu rahmatihi, is there any mighty, is there any powerful being who can stop and prevent? No, you cannot do favor to him, you cannot have blessing upon him. Is there anyone? No one. Answer is no one. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ. Don't worry about them. No matter how worthy, how powerful, how strong they look. But if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full conviction, with full faith, iman, then you tell them, I don't care who you are. حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ. My Allah, my Creator, my Sustainer is sufficient for me. He is going to take care of my all the affairs. He will protect me from every calamity, problem and hardship. I believe in Allah and Allah is my protector. Hasbi Allah, Allah is sufficient for me. Alayhi yatawakkalul mutawakkilun. Upon him, those who trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have full conviction and trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Darda رضي الله تعالى narrated that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned that whoever says 7 times in the morning and 7 times in the evening, the best time is after Fajr Salat and after Maghrib Salat. Memorize this verse of the Holy Quran and make it in Amal, practice upon it without missing, without forgetting every single day, in the morning after Salatul Fajr and in the evening after Salatul Maghrib. What we have to say? Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. How many times? 7 times. Very powerful wazifa, very powerful ta'weez, very powerful weapon, and for free of charge. I will charge you anything. So inshallah, put in practice and you will see the benefit of it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, kafahullah. If he says this with full conviction and iman and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning, then kafahullahu azza wa jalla hammahu min amri dunya wal akhirah. Allah will be sufficient for him all the anxieties, worries, concerns, fears of this dunya as well as in hereafter. Allah will take care of everything. Allah will remove all the burdens, all the anxiety, all the worries. My brothers and sisters, a mu'min, a believer, has the power of iman. And this power of iman will protect him from any kind of calamity. A mu'min, a true believer, cannot be hopeless. To lose the hope is the sign of kufr. In Islam, losing the hope is not allowed. A Muslim, a true believer, is always hopeful, not hopeless. He has that yaqeen, he has that conviction, no matter whatever I am going through, Allah is watching me, Allah is aware of everything, and Allah has power and qudrat to remove it in any case, in any way, in any circumstance, in any condition. We do believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, but do we have that conviction? Do we have that yaqeen in our heart? No. We are shaky. Our iman is not that strong, like the iman of Anbiya alayhi salam and iman of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi majma'in. They had full conviction and very strong iman and faith. One single individual used to stand up against the whole army, and he never used to care about them. No fear at all in the hearts. When it happens, when your iman is strong, your inner power is so strong, you don't care about any material thing. Whatever condition, situation you are in, but you have conviction and faith in Allah's Qudrat, and Allah will remove it and get you out from that problem, from that situation. My brothers and sisters, this world is Darul Imtihan. It is the place of the test. Every individual sitting over here is facing some kind of problem. No one can claim that I have no problem in my life. My life is very smooth and I am living according to my plan and nothing is going against my will. No one can claim that. If he's claiming, he's a liar. This is Darul Imtihan. Anbiya alayhi salam, the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, went through so many hardships and difficulties. Who we are? Who we are? Right? So challenge will come in the life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test every individual, regardless is a Muslim or non-Muslim. He is his creation. Allah has created him. Allah is going to, especially the believers. Am hasibtum annama khalaqnakum abatha wa annakum ilayna la tarji'un? So many ayat in the Holy Quran is indicating, so many stories Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran about the previous nations. Why? For us to take a lesson from it. That in which direction we have to live our life. And we are trapped in this kind of situation. Where is the solution? Where we should look for it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Holy Quran, Hudal Linnas, for the guidance of the whole of mankind. In the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Dhalikal Kitab la rayba fi Hudal Linnas, Hudal Lil Muttaqin. Especially, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that it is the guidance for the whole of mankind, but particularly, exclusively, it is the guidance and hidayat for the believers. Hudal Lil Muttaqin, those who believe in Allah, those who believe in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have to believe it. And why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this Holy Quran? That definitely, certainly, we are going to face so many problems in our lives. So where is the solution? Where is the remedy? Where is the cure that you find in the Holy Quran? And that's why the Quran is here to guide us, not only spiritually with regard to the Akhirah, but in this world, in this very dunya also, there are so many things happening as physically or socially. So how to deal with this kind of situation? There is a proper guidance in the Holy Quran, and we have to look for it, we have to ask for it. There is no disease in this world where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created the cure for it. If there is disease, there is a cure. If there is a hardship, there is an easy. If there is a problem, there is a solution too. But just we have to look for it. We have to study for it. We have to find out how to deal with all those kind of problems and solutions. And as I said, a mu'min, a true believer, cannot be hopeless. So there are some ayat in the Holy Quran which are guiding and dealing with optimism, optimistic. We have to be optimistic. It's going to happen and it's the reality. So how to have this kind of optimistic verses, and we have to study of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, and everyone knows about it, Surah Al-Insyirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna ma'al usri yusra. Fa inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. Twice. That verily, after every difficulty, there is an ease. Allah will test a people in different ways. A wealthy person, you think he is a millionaire, he has no problem, he got a lot of wealth, he can solve his problem through his wealth. No, my brother, this is not true. A wealthy person, Allah will test him by health. He got $1 billion, but he has some issues with his body. He got diabetes, he got cholesterol, he got high blood pressure, and his own diet. His fridge is full of varieties. He cannot eat. He has to survive on the barley bread, whole wheat, or some soup, or the coffee without sugar, no taste, just hot water. And he got $1 billion. He can go to any 5-star hotel, restaurant. He cannot enjoy, he cannot put any variety of food in his stomach because he is suffering from disease. So you think he's a happy man? No, he cannot sleep at night. He got so many worries and concerns on his mind that next morning I have to do this deal, I have to sign this, I have to pay this and that. So many problems. He cannot have, you know, sleep, peaceful sleep at night. He got billions of dollars.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the one ni'mah, which is wealth, but Allah is testing him some other ways. His health is not good, or he has family problems, or someone is family, his son or daughter, may Allah forbid and save all of us, disabled. He cannot enjoy anything. He always bothering and worrying about his son or daughter who is suffering from any kind of disease. So wealth is useless. Likewise, a person is very poor, but is healthy. He can eat anything, he can digest anything. So people are saying, oh, he's a very poor person. But no, Allah has granted him a good health, which is a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the other side, he got no money, so he has to suffer for the financial way. So healthy is suffering, and sick is also suffering. The wealthy is suffering, and the poor also suffering. The old is suffering, the young is suffering. The male is suffering, the female is suffering. No one in this world is happy. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to taste you, then there is a promise of Allah immediately after that, inna ma'al usri yusra, that with one difficulty Allah has multiple easiness after it. So we have to go through, and we have to have the yaqeen and in faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. Another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, la yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not put any burden on any individual which he is not capable to deal with it. Only burden Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts upon a person, he can bear it, he can tackle it, he can deal with that problem. Allah, sometimes he complains, oh, why only me? Why Allah is testing me in this way? It's too much for me. It's not too much for you. Allah is wise. Allah knows what is your capacity, how far you can go, physically, mentally, financially. Allah has his own wisdom. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put you in situation, in some condition, and you think it is not bearable for me, it is too much for me, but Allah says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها, Allah only put the burden upon a person which he can bear it, he can do it. So in wisdom of Allah, in the knowledge of Allah, Allah has this knowledge that you are capable of doing, but you think, I am not capable of doing. So we have to always remind ourselves, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than my understanding. Although it doesn't seem to me that I can bear it, but when Allah has trusted me, when Allah has put me in this situation, He knows how much I can bear it. So without complaint, without crying, we have to deal with that situation, and we will be able to do it because this taklif has been put by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So always remember, whenever you are suffering from any kind of things which is not doable or practical for you, think that when Allah has put me in this situation, definitely I can deal with it. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Just for the sideline, there was a problem, person, you know, in today's time, we have a screen saver, everybody has cell phone, right? And they have different kind of pictures on it, right, on the screen. So a person was complaining that I have a lot of problems, man. You say, what's the problem? I have financial problem, this and that and that. You say, you put your wife's picture on the screen, on the phone screen, and whenever you face any difficulty, any problem, you know, just take out your cell phone and see the screen. And if see, I can deal with this, I can deal any problem of the world. So that will give you strength and power psychologically. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Then go further. If you are suffering from any kind of problem, whether it is financial problem, marital problem, social problem, or boss is troubling you, supervisor is not you know, dealing with you in good way, in good manner. So then, Kalla, what is the third ayat of the Holy Quran which gives us a hope and strength? Kalla, inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdeen. When Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel were fleeing from the Misr, from the Egypt, and they were all, you know, the poor people with less, no weapons, no animals, no horses. They were just running, fleeing to protect their lives from the Fir'aun and their army. And here they came onto the bank of the river, Red Sea, and then they turned back and they saw the army of Fir'aun is behind them. So they started complaining, they lost the hope, they didn't have the proper iman and yaqeen and conviction on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are complaining, Inna lamudrakun of Musa, how you brought us all the way to here? Now there is no exit. We are facing this problem. There is no salvation we can see for. We became sandwiched. We cannot go back because the Pharaoh's army is there. We cannot go forward. It is the Red Sea, the ocean is in front of us. Where are we going to go? We are going to drown in this. But Allah, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Kalimullah, had the full conviction and iman on Allah's Qudrat. He said, I did not brought you people with my plan, with my strategy. I followed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has commanded me to go from the Misr and take you people to this way. I am following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have full conviction and faith in Allah's Qudrat. Kalla, inna ma'ya rabbi sayadeen. Definitely, my Lord is with me, he is with his power and Qudrat, and he will guide me towards right path. And look what happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without any means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the means for them, and they went through the ocean, they went through the Red Sea without getting any harm. So this is what Allah, inna Allah, and same thing with the situation of Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they were fleeing from Makkah Mukarrama and they are hiding in the cave of Thor, and here Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq has shown that people are there from the mouth of the cave, and he was scared and he was afraid that if they look down they can find us, there is no way we can run out from this cave. We are captured here. We are going to die anyway. But at that time, without hesitation, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with full conviction said, La ta'asan, inna Allah ma'ana. We did not come here with our own wish, with our own desire, with our own plan. We are following the command of Allah. Allah commanded us to migrate. We are migrating with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave the matter in the hands of Allah. La ta'asan. Don't worry. Inna Allah ma'ana. Allah will show the way. Allah will protect us. And then how miraculously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, with the spider web, eggs of the pigeon. This is the Qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, قُلْ لَا يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مُولَانَا. That any musibah, any problem, any hardship comes to us is already written in Lawh-e Mahfooz, in our taqdeer, in our fate. Huwa Mawlana. And we have trust and conviction in Allah's Qudrat and power because He is our protector. Mawla means protector, master. Wa ala Allahi falyatawakkal mutawakkilun. And another ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Tawbah, wa akharu na'tarafu bi dhunubihim khalatu 'amalan salihan wa akhar sayyi'an. That they have committed sins and they accept and admit they have done wrong. And they have some good amal and some bad actions. So they have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asallahu an yatub alayhim. That definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all these sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pardon them. And very hopeful words of the Holy Quran. Qul ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. This verse of the Holy Quran is very full of hope and conviction in the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever we see or we go through with any kind of difficulty, my brothers and sisters, whether it is our health-wise, physical or marital or financial, then just look at to the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just recite these words of the Holy Quran. Qul ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. You should not be hopeless by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'an innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Allah yastaghfiru that. Wa aqdamu lillah.